for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, December the 29th, 2019. Gene Williams is the speaker of the evening, teaching on New Level of Knowing God.
There are many waves to my spirit, says the Lord. Some will bring you ashore. Some may knock you flat. And some may take you out into the deeps, for that you have to depend upon me. But thus saith the Lord, get ready for the next wave of the Spirit, because it wants to overtake you. It's going to be a move and a wave of the Spirit like none you've ever had before. It's going to be a spiritual tsunami that's going to take this land. Hallelujah. And it's going to be ushered in by the praises of my people. And my people that refuse to praise me will be swept away. But I'm telling you, my people, when you begin to praise me, hallelujah, that the winds of my Spirit will blow upon you, and the waves will not overtake you, and you will not drown, and you will be strong in me, says the Lord. And he says to get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know where the wind comes from. You don't know where it goes. But the winds of the Holy Spirit are going to begin to burn in this place. They're going to begin to burn in this land. And it's not going to be a work of might. It's not going to be a work of power. But it's going to be a work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the winds of His Spirit are beginning to blow. Fan those winds in your life. Fan them. Fan them. Fan them. So that you will be able to move in this. And that you will be able to go. And you will be able to flow in my Spirit, says the Lord.
They fall on their faces before Him and cast their crowns before Him. Oh, just look upon us. I don't need a crown. I don't need anything. Just put me in the choir that praises Him day and night.
Yes, amen.
Put me in the place where I can glorify Him day and night. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a glorious God He is. Wonderful. Counselor of Prince. I glorify You, Lord. And then Deborah's going to come and sing.
Awesome wonder, come.
You're a holy God. You're a righteous God. I honor you. I bless you, God. I thank you, Lord, for being my God, my Lord, my Savior. You're our all in all tonight, God. We bow before you. We honor you, God. We honor your presence right now, right now. Right now, right now.
Praise you, God.
Oh, God, help us tonight. You are a great God. Oh, great you are. How great you are.
I just bow before you. Come on, praise. Yes. Come on, come on, praise.
Come on and praise you. Come on, come on, like you really need it tonight. You must honor the King of Kings. Honor the Lord of Lords. He deserves the highest praise. He deserves all of our praise. He deserves our worship. Because he's a loving God. He is here tonight. If you just honor him just for a moment, can you just stand right where you are and lift your hands? And worship him. Worship him because he is your God. Worship him because he's your Father. Worship him tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your presence, oh God. Your presence is so precious to us. You're great tonight, oh God. Whatever you want to do in our lives, do it, Father. Pour out your spirit on your people. Pour out a refreshing on your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight, God. Oh, Naboshe, Kandini, Omoshe, Naboshe. Oh, Naboshe, Kandamasa. Rokote, Shalebe, Shando, Masa. Thank you, Father. We love you tonight. We thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I bless you. I bless you.
Today, the Spirit of the Lord hit me, and I began to cry uncontrollably. Mother Shirley was laying hands on me, and I felt a breakthrough. The Spirit of the living God is in this place. And I just want you to know that he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He's the bright and morning star. It was a song in my spirit. My husband was saying, why you don't sing anymore? And I told him, I said, I don't sing anymore. And the Holy Spirit began to deal with me. Get back. But I hear the Lord saying today, he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. to your feet. He's King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords, I worship you, oh God. Come on, raise your hands. He's King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords, I worship you, oh God. Come on, let Him in. He's King of Kings, He's Lord of Lords, I worship you, oh Lord. Take us higher, Lord. Come on, sing it like you mean it. Take us higher, Lord. All I'm hearing is higher. Take us higher, Lord. Come on, from your belly. Come on. Take us higher, Lord. Cause He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. I worship you, oh Lord. Come on and talk to Him. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords.
What did you do to my husband? Who is that man?
I shake too. But you know what? I just let the Holy Spirit do it. I told him, we'll do it.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I just feel His anointing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Surely.
Let go and let God.
Yeah, I have to let it go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, you said in your word, in John the 3rd chapter, verse 30, that you must increase and I must decrease. So Lord, I step aside tonight, and whatever you want to do, you have free course. Father God, I pray that you open up your people's eyes and ears and hear what the Spirit has to say to them tonight. Father God, we receive, Lord God, your word, Lord God, with simplicity. We receive it tonight, Lord God, and let your word plant in our souls, that it will marinate, it will resonate, it will never leave us. Now, Lord, we thank you, we give you the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Feels good. Feels good. You know, I'm reminded of Jeremiah said, it was like fire shut up in my bones. I'm telling you, I'm feeling something. It's been a long time since I felt it. I'm telling you, it feels good. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, let me get it together for a minute. You don't mind, do you? This is something different. This is unusual. Thank you, Lord. Wow. But my message is tonight, a new level in knowing God. Boy, did he get near the experience on this one. Hallelujah. He would come back and he would manifest himself. But I went over this teaching, I don't know how many times, and you probably see my paper. I don't know if you can see it, how scribbled up it is. God erased, he added, he erased, he added, he erased, he added, he erased, he added. Why? Because I say, Holy Spirit, whatever you want. No more of me.
That's right.
Only you. Okay. So to know God isn't just knowing the stories of the Scripture. The things we have done, what we want to know, is to know Him in an experience and in an excellent way. We're getting ready to go into 2020, and I'm sensing the Lord is saying, it's time for you to know me in a most excellent way.
Amen.
It's time out for us just sitting and not doing nothing. The year of 2020, we keep hearing these prophetic signs, what is going to happen, what is God is doing, and we don't want to be left. Because God is getting ready to do a new thing. So I say to you, in the next season that is coming up in the year of 2020, are you ready to go to the next level in God? So how do we get to this next level in God? Spending time with Him.
Yes.
Knowing Him. Because He wants a relationship.
Yes.
He desires a relationship with you. So I begin to seek the Lord, and I ask the Lord, what do you have for your people? And He began to deal with me. He showed me many things that we're going to endure in the year of 2020. And He wants to prepare us. He wants us to put on our armor so we can be ready. Because how many know, going into the next level, more than devils. So we have to be ready, we have to be armed, and we need to be strengthened in the Lord. Amen. So He gave me five things that I want to share with you tonight. And we're going to see what He's going to do after this message. Because He's going to do something else. I know He is. He always surprises. And boy, did I get a surprise tonight. So number one, the first thing that we need to know and understand in our next season in 2020, accept the call of acceptance. Accept the call of acceptance. So once God has called you to the next level, and you truly step into it, you will begin to feel the responsibility and authority of that level. You will sense the anointing and the grace from what God wants to do in that season. So there's a responsibility in accepting the call. Because God wants to take you to that next level. So when you begin to say, yes, I accept the call, get ready for the responsibilities. There are great responsibility that is coming. So receive it, embrace it, and don't be afraid of it. One thing about accepting the call. If God called you, He will equip you.
Amen.
If God called you, He will confirm His word. If God called you, He will provide. He will make provision. You don't have to worry about that. If God called you to move to the next level, there's a reason.
Yes.
You must understand it. You must know it. How will you know it? By spending time with Him, listening to that still, soft voice, knowing when to move, knowing when to be still, knowing when to go, and knowing when to not go. This is the season that we are in. When settling into your new place in God, you must resist temptation.
Yes.
Temptation is coming because this is to throw you off in the next season. When God is about to do a new thing, the enemy comes in to throw distractions. So you must understand the season that you're in. So the Bible says in James, the 4th chapter, verse 7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when the enemy comes, you have to resist him in your season because distractions are going to come in that season. The year of 2020 is going to be supernatural. The year 2020 is going to be favor, the blessings of the Lord.
Yes.
This is why we have to get in order, get in alignment for this next season. God calls, He anoints certain people for certain roles and tasks according to His wisdom and grace. He will give you the grace to do it. He said in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given a grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He has given each and one of us the grace and the measure of this gift, to do the gift. So don't worry about if you can do it or not. He has already given it to you. He has already supplied it for you. He already knows what you can do and what you cannot do. I think my husband said earlier, what God is doing in President Trump, some of us would not have made it. Because He has given him the grace. He has given him the measure. That's why he can stand the test of time. So God has given us the measure and the grace to stand the test of time. In this new level of going into God, you're going to need to have His grace. Amen? So as you trust the wisdom and follow His lead, your confidence and anointing will continue to increase. But He also told me, tell the people, don't be proudful. Because He's going to do some surprise things like He done tonight.
Yeah.
And it's going to surprise you. So don't get the big head. Don't get puffed up. He said in James, the 4th chapter, verse 6, but He give more grace. Wherefore, He said, God resists the proud, but He give grace to the humble. So what we have to do in this season and in this walk is that we got to walk in a humble spirit. Because pride is going to seek in to make you think that you got it going on. Nobody else is just as good as I am. So you got to keep yourself humble in this season. Because in the year of 2020, it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Number two, He said, be prepared for increase in spiritual attacks. Be prepared for increase in spiritual attacks. So what is He saying? The more you move into God's purpose for your life, the more effective you have become for Him, and the more of a threat you become to the kingdom of darkness. So guess what is happening? You are a marked man. You are a marked woman. This is what's about to happen. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 8 says,
He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. So what God is saying is that he made you for one purpose, and that is for you to destroy the works of the devil. So he wants you to get into alignment, get ready for 2020, for you can go and do kingdom business. He also said in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always caused us to triumph in Christ. And make manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. So what he's saying, he's going to cause you to triumph over the adversary. He's going to cause you to triumph over the attacks. Because he has given you the grace to do this. They are going to come, but you're going to be an overcomer. God has made a way of an escape, and that escape is through Jesus Christ. So he wants you to execute your authority in this season that is about to come in 2020 and go forth and be about your Father's business. Yes. He will back you up for what he called you to do. Amen. The attacks intensify when we move from one level to the next. So get ready for the attacks. Because when you move from one level to the next level, get ready for the attacks. Whenever we embrace a new season or take on a new assignment, warfare follows because the enemy wants to stop us from doing the work of the Lord. I believe many of you here tonight, you're in a valley of decision. You're saying, Lord, I want to be used of you, but I'm afraid to step out. I'm afraid to go forth. That's the enemy telling you that you cannot do it. But you got to remind what the word says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you must take that word and you must apply and you must trust him through the season of 2020. New battles required. But new strategies. But your basic equipment have not changed. And that equipment is Jesus Christ. And he told us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 13 through 8. And I'm going to read it all. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So he has given you the weapon. He has given you the tools. So we have to execute what God has given us. He said, put it on. So we have to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand the wiles of the enemy. Because when we move into 2020, get ready for the warfare. Is I'm bragging about warfare? No, I'm not. I'm giving you wise doctrine here. I'm giving you wise stuff here that God wants you to understand that you need these tools in order to go to that next level. Because the enemy is coming and he will not stop. Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives either unto death. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and by our testimonies. So that tells me that he's with us in this season of 2020. Get ready for this next season. Number three. The next level he wants you to get ready for is transition takes time. In this transition, it's going to take time in this new level. Some of us, when he say, go, I have anointed and appointed you, you're ready to go. But God wants you to wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. He wants you to wait and don't be so hasty to go before he pushed you out. Amen? Successfully, transition does not happen quickly. Getting to the next level
may take some time. I want to encourage you now to be patient and wait on the Lord. Sit, wait, study, get in your word, lay prostrate on the floor, call out to the Lord, and wait till you hear that sweet voice when to move. The Bible says in James, the first chapter, verse 4, but let patience have the perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, waiting nothing, wanting nothing. So we have to learn to wait on the Lord and be patient. This flesh always wants to go ahead of us. Always. But we have to learn to crucify the flesh and wait patiently on God. God has designed change to be a process, not an event. He is certainly interested in the end results of the changes he orchestrates in your life. That's what he's interested in. His timing is perfect. It is a part of the grand plan that he has for your life. So trust him. Trust him with your life. Trust him in the next season. There's a purpose and a plan that he has for you. And that plan is good. Psalms 27, chapter verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Then I'm reminded in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 16, where he says, my man gifts will make room for him and bring him before great men.
Say it again.
A man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. That's Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 16. So wait on the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Number 4, it won't take long. Remember I said I had 5.
Okay.
But God is going to do a new thing when we finish. The next lever, you must have bold faith in this new season. You must have bold faith in this next new season and level in God. Anytime God is shifting you from one level to the next, there comes a point at which you simply must go. But you got to know when to go. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, verse 1, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So we call forth the lion in you to roar again. We call forth the lion to roar, to come alive in Jesus' name. This is a point beyond commitment. It's a law in Florida where it says, stand your ground. It calls stand your ground. But I'm sensing the Lord is saying, stand your ground in the Lord. Stand your ground in me. Stand your ground in commitment. Stand your ground and be firmly committed to your season of 2020. God's way is a way of faith. We must have faith, bold faith in this season. James, the 2nd chapter, verse 26 says, but as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead. We have to have bold faith in this season. Hebrews 11, chapter verse 1, say now faith. Yes. It didn't say yesterday, it said now. Yes. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that not seen. Yes. So what has happened to us today? If we can't see it, we can't believe it. We have to see it. But you also have to see it in the spiritual realm.
Right.
As well as the natural. The Bible says in Philippians, the 1st chapter, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So when he performed that good work in you, it will be forever. Amen?
Amen.
Number 5, the last thing you must understand in this level is commit to overcoming the opposition. Commit to overcoming the oppositions. So when God began to move you to a new level, you will most likely encounter various forms of oppositions. As he moves you forward, the devil wants to move you backwards. So as God moved you forward, he wants to take you two steps backwards. Or at least call you to say, this is too much for me. I can't do it. But remember what I said earlier. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have to apply the word to your situation, to your circumstances. I always talk about David, how he had to encourage himself. We have to take the word to encourage ourselves. There's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to get on the phone to call Aunt Sally or Aunt Sue. You got to know him for yourself, because we're in the season where we have to know him in a most excellent way. This is a personal walk. This is between you and Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew's the 5th chapter, verse 10 through 12, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs in the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall rival you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophets which were before you. So they were persecuted long before you. So don't get dismayed because you've been persecuted. When they start persecuting you and talking about you, you are on the right track. That's when you begin to move forward. Lean into God. Lean into him. This is what he wants. This is what he expects. Do not expect your transition to be easy. You know, a lot of us feel like, okay, I believe it's going to be an easy transition. And then when things begin to happen, then you begin to question God in your season. Is this really you?
Yes.
Did you really call me for this? Then you begin to question him. But you have to know that you know that you know.
Amen, amen, amen.
Make sure you heard from the Lord. We're in critical times. You want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Yes. One thing that you need to add to your list, if you haven't did it, praying for discerning of the Spirit.
Yes.
We need discernment in this season.
Yes.
One of the greatest barriers to moving forward to the next level is being too comfortable.
Amen.
We get too comfortable.
Yes.
We get too complacent. We want to stay there.
Yes.
We don't want to move. But it's time for maturity growth to take place.
Yes.
Come out of the comfort zone. Let him work in you. Let him do the good, great works that he wants to do in you. He wants to stretch you tonight. He wants to challenge you. He wants to take you to that next level. Let him do it. Choosing to stay in your comfort zone may mean that you'll never go to the next level in God. So you have a choice. You can either stay there or go. Left behind or don't go. I don't know about you, but in 2020, I don't plan to be in the place where I was in 2019.
Yeah.
I plan to go higher in the Lord. I don't want to stay in that same place. I want to go higher. It's work to do, people. When my husband and I, Miss Shirley, and other mighty women of God go into these different nations and countries, it's so much work. We can't do it all. It's a big world out here. It's a dying world out here. He is calling for us to rise up. Take your position. It's time. He would not force you to embrace anything new, but I believe he wants you to do so in order to fulfill his purpose.
Yes.
He won't force you in a season. Come willingly. He also said in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 to 13, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. That's beautiful. So if you will seek him, you will find him. He gave you the answer. That there is your answer right there. Seeking him, and you will find him. He also said in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. My husband said earlier, when God wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning, you go right on back to sleep. He has something he wants to say. He has something that he wants to share. But the enemy said, no, don't pray. Go back to sleep. That very thing that you've been praying and asking God for, 3 o'clock in the morning is the time that he might want to answer you. So the enemy says, sleep. No, don't get up to 10. But we got to hearken to the voice of the Lord. The last chapter here is Psalms 119, 105. And it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That says it all. He is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. I told you it won't take long. I seek the Holy Spirit and I asked him, what do you want tonight? These are your people. You know what they need. And he told me to pray. So I'm asking you tonight, if you want me to touch and agree with you tonight, going into that next level in God, I want you to come up. You're in a valley of decision. Don't know what to do. You need to hear from God. I'm asking my husband, Kerner, to come up. Deborah to come up. And even Randy, you can help me pray for the people. Because I believe God is going to speak prophetically to his people. He have a word for you. And I know that every one of you that came here, this was a divine appointment. And I believe and trust in the Holy Spirit what he wants to do. It don't take long for God to do what he wants to do. He does it quickly. So if you want us to pray for you tonight, come forth and let us pray and touch and agree with you. There's things I know that you believe in God for. There's a lot of unasked questions that you don't understand. You're going into this new season. Some of y'all have already stepped into a new season and you're confused. You don't understand. You want to know what God is saying. And I believe that God is going to give you your answer tonight. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.